This is Twit.
We got an interesting email that I think taps into this in an interesting tangent. Mike from Melbourne, Australia writes in and says, "Good day from an Australian fan. I have a question for the team in regard to the popular belief with smartphone users that you need to buy a new phone every 2 years. This seems to go against the Android platform usage breakdown that shows more than half the users are using versions of Android that are over 3 years old and many older than that. The only people I know who buy a new phone every 2 years are the ones using iPhones, and that's because the battery is no longer holding a charge. One of the reasons I chose a Samsung Note 2 and its replaceable battery. I still have my Note 2 for just over 2 years and it's still going strong. I see no need to replace it. So where does this belief that you need to replace a smartphone every 2 years come from? Marketing ploy or the life expectancy of iPhones?" And
it's a good question.
I think it's marketing ploy, at least here in the States, because, it might be about 10 years ago now, but Verizon adopted an interesting marketing campaign called New Every Two. And for whatever reason, that became the de facto, and even with the other carriers, it was just like every 2 years you could get a discount on a new phone.
So true. And I hadn't even considered that aspect, but I was with Verizon for a long time, and that kind of did program me to think that every 2 years I get a new device, and that's just the way it goes.
Yeah, I think it even predates that. Simply the plans in the U.S. have traditionally been 2 years, and the U.S. is a big market, and the carriers are very powerful. And the reality is, if you look at Google, right, they support their Nexus devices maybe 3 years or so. Mm-hmm. You know, Apple kind of leads the way, I have to say, about supporting their devices for about 4 years, right? And sometimes it's just three, but like that's about right. Mm-hmm. Kudos. I agree with this fan. I think it's, we should try to recycle and reuse as many of these devices. Older phones make great little tablets, especially the larger ones. Yep. And because you can use them on Wi-Fi. But at the same time, some of the apps just won't run and install properly anymore. I found, you guys remember the HTC Cha-Cha?
Yeah,
I remember that one.
It was called something else in the U.S., wasn't it?
It had a different name.
It was an AT&T. Come on, chat room. Save me. Status, thank you. Freaking rock
star. Good job, Wade County.
Thank you. All right. So I pulled the Cha-Cha out the other day, and I was like, this is cool. Let's go retro, right?
It had the physical
Able to install my stuff on it, like pretend. Nothing worked.
Really?
Nothing worked. Like, it wouldn't install half of the apps. And, I mean, we're talking, what, Eclair or something? I mean, it's really old, right? Mm-hmm. But there's a point at which, unfortunately, this reader's or listener or viewer's phone is just going to fall off the cliff, basically. And for better or for worse, that's the reality.
Well, and there's also the question of whether or not there's built-in obsolescence into the devices, and which is in the manufacturer's best interest to do that, as I've discovered with my Nexus 7, my 2012 Nexus 7, which now is pretty much as functional as a doorstop.
Is built-in obsolescence is it a conspiracy theory, or do you think it's real?
I think it's real. I don't think it's conspiracy. I think it's real, but it's real by necessity. I really honestly think if you look at the history of consumer electronics, no product ever has had such an accelerated development curve as smartphones.
Yeah.
There's nothing that can touch the kind of – look, TVs, you can buy a TV and generally be okay for like 5 years, right? I mean, you buy a 1080p TV today, you're going to miss 4K in 5 years.
Yeah.
If you buy
phone is a computer.
You used to buy a TV for 20 years. I mean, like, honestly, my parents had a 27-inch TV in our living room. I remember the day we got it in 1987, and we replaced it in 2004 when I bought them a new TV.
Right.
Like, which is, when you think about it, crazy.
That's exactly what's happening, and it's just kind of like all compressing in. But phones have always been a pretty high accelerated rate. I don't know why you fix that. And I think our entire world works like that. Like, people lease cars instead of buying them. They're basically renting a car and getting a new one every 3 or 4 years, right?
That's
how people think.
More and more addicted to technology.
Right.
And we become more and more used to upgrading it on a regular basis.
For example, I would love to know who I could talk to figure out how to get a phone to last 2 years. Because even before I started doing this, I would upgrade my phone as often as I could. It's always been something that I've done. I've always upgraded way too early just because whatever the shiny new thing is. So I'm definitely part of the problem there.
I think if we're horrified by this, we we need to remember that we're creating a lot of waste. And so we need to try to recycle as much of it as we can.
Yeah.
And we're certainly guilty. I mean, me and us, I think in general, the early adopters is tech savvy, right? Because we're like, I go through 50 phones a year. I mean, they're not mine, but I return them. But where do they go, right? Yeah. What do they do with them? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's a good question.
It's fascinating.
It's hard to reprogram. At the same time, I think every one of us is in a strange situation in this discussion, because at least I can speak for myself. I get new devices all the time for what I do. So that has also reprogrammed my brain.
Well, like, that falls back to my whole question of like, okay, I want to know what the normal people do. Because we are not the normal people. We get itchy trigger fingers, and they announce a new phone, and we're right there ready on day one to buy it and to try it out. Or we break the glass on our screens, and we get a new one. And whatever reason we can think of to get a new device, we're always looking for it. But, you know, I look at somebody like I always use like my sister as an example. She's got an HTC One that she's had now for a couple of years, and I don't think she needs a new one. Like, it seems to be humming along. But before that, she had an HTC – I forget which HTC she had, but she was on Verizon, so one of those HTC. That were on there, and it just plugs along. I mean, for me, I often wonder why my phone is slowing down, and I just assume it's because I'm putting a massive amount of use on it, you know, because I'm constantly installing and uninstalling apps like we do, and constantly, you know, running the battery down because I'm at events, and I'm, you know, using Wi-Fi, and I'm using Bluetooth, and I'm using every service possible, and you gotta wonder if. Is what part of the bell curve are we? I feel like we're on small part.
You're just wearing out the flash.
Yeah, true.
That's why it's slowing down.
Yeah.
No, but look, I mean, I would also say there's a counter argument here. My Nexus 5 was my main phone for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
That's how good the phone is.
Yeah.
And this is for somebody like me who still has access to all these other devices. Yeah. So what I'm saying is that it's not a good phone is a good phone, and you're going to use it as long as you can. And so I'm not sure if there's necessarily any plan of obsolescence. If you look at it today, they still sell the Nexus 5 and people are buying it.
Yeah. I still recommend it.
Depends on what the term for the obsolescence are that they're setting. I mean, there are different dials that can turn on the computer, the obsolescence computer. So, yeah.
All right.
Interesting discussion, though.